guys, here's the scene. So, on the eve of Bonnaroo, on Labor Day weekend, in September 2021, there's about five people making plans, and even, I think it was a couple more from our hometown that actually wanted to come with us as well. But we were going to all meet down in Manchester, Tennessee, and have ourselves a time at Bonnaroo, enjoying lineups like Tame Impala, Lizzo, Megan Thee Stallion. I really wanted to see Deadmau5. Who else was there? Foo Fighters and all this like great artists that was going to be there. And we were going to camp out and have ourselves a time for 4 days. 4 to 5 days, I think. But, you know, our plans initially were to go down to Nashville from Virginia, which is about, I think it was like a little less than 10 hours, at least for us. So me and my friend Reese, who are located in Richmond, Virginia, we decided to leave at like 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, maybe even like caravan with some other people that were going to come down from Northern Virginia and meet in around Charlottesville, which is like kind of on the way down to Tennessee. So we had plans to do that. That didn't really work out, but either way, we were supposed to meet in Nashville at this hotel that my friend Greg booked, right? And we're about 2 hours out from Nashville, 2.5 maybe. And my friend Reese, I was driving, I think. So I was driving, just it didn't really process to me that I was like going into like an 80,000 person event, like in Manchester, Tennessee, seeing all these great lineups and like go camping at the same time. And like, you know, probably wouldn't have getting enough sleep at all. Like it didn't process in my mind that I was going through, that I was going to do like something that could be like life changing, right? So 2.5 hours out from Nashville, my friend Reese turns to me, just looks up from his phone, and then I noticed that his hand just dropped into his lap, right? And he could have like almost dropped his phone, I think. But he just turned to me and said, "Bonnaroo's canceled." And I was like, that also didn't register in my mind as well. I was like, what? It's just Bonnaroo got canceled. And I was like, you gotta be fucking with me right now. It's like, he showed me the Instagram post that Bonnaroo posted. And it turns out your good old girl at the time, Hurricane Ida, was like, fuck that. Nobody's going to Bonnaroo. I'm going to flood that bitch up so that nobody could have a good time. And so that was that. I mean, what could have been, you know, like a terrific weekend, it just turned up into like we were in I was in like in a fever dream. It's just like, I just spent like over like $500 on a ticket for this place, and now they got canceled. We're already like 2.5 hours out. I don't know what to do. And it's like, I already cleared out my entire like Labor Day weekend, and we left like that Tuesday of before the Labor Day weekend. So we were ready to go like a full week at this place, right? And, you know, some would say like, I guess we just spend the entire weekend in Nashville, or some would say like they just turn around at that point and they didn't know what else to do because, you know, they only had one night booked for Nashville. So yeah, I mean, we had one night booked at Nashville. When we got at the hotel, we were just completely shook. We were shook in disbelief. I mean, we didn't know what to do. So I mean, we were like, fuck it, I guess we'll go the entire weekend in Nashville. And you know, well, that could have been fine with me, but like on the first night in Nashville, we went to Kid Rock's. We stayed at Kid Rock's, I think, for the entire night. But just walking around Broad Street for that night, it was just like getting a sense like, wow, this is all this live music, all these lights. Like, where's Dolly Parton? Where's Elvis? Like, where's Jason Aldean? Where are these people? You know, it's just like, you could, I feel like these are like, it's crazy out there. You know what I mean? But, you know, that was all great. Kid Rock's is cool. Country music isn't really my thing, but I'll go along with it if need be. But you know, the day after, you know, like we walked around Nashville for a bit, and I definitely got the sense that it's a little bit touristy for me. And I, you know, it just pretty much it felt kind of small too. I'm not really a fan of the Tennessee Titans, you know. I'm a big Washington football team guy, if I do say so myself. But you know, it was cool seeing the stadium from Broadway. It's cool that I could like walk into any bar and there would be live music there. You know what I mean? But it just felt very touristy. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it was just like I don't know if I could like do more than like 3 days at that place, because like it's just generally all the bars are just essentially the same thing. That's just what that feels like to me. But luckily, and I mean very luckily, that one of my friends noticed on this Reddit page that there was going to be a half roo, is what they call it, or a refugee camp. There was going to be a diet Bonnaroo or some sort. And this place was going to be like an hour away from Nashville at this place called Shortsboro, Tennessee, I think. Yeah, so, and it was at this distillery, and I'm like, what is that, like, is that a brewery of some kind? He's like, well, no, it's, like, liquor. And I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know if I could do all that. That seems like a whole lot. I mean, you know, it's just, but it also didn't, it didn't feel like a whole lot. It just felt like, you know, we'll go there for, like a night, I guess, and, you know, there's a bunch of liquor there, and I mean, there might be some live bands, you know, and I'm predicting, like, it's going to be, like, basically, like, Nashville, but just out on a field, I guess, out in a field. So, I mean, I wasn't too excited, but I was, like, going along with it, and it's just like, well, we might as well do it. So, as soon as we got there, we got into the entrance, and we're all given wristbands, and the tickets were $50, by the way, so when we first heard about it. And then, you know, we get our wristbands, all of that stuff. We went in two cars. So, like, yeah, I mean, this guy told us to find a quote-unquote shirtless Dave. And I'm like, we're like, cool, okay. So I follow the lead car ahead of me. We go around this field, which reminded me of this, like, other event at Longwood called Pig Roast, hosted by Alpha Sigma Phi. And, you know, they would have day drinks at this giant field. And there'd just be one band, but there'll be all these people day drinking with all these like cars lined up. And it kind of reminded me of that way, because like all these cars were lined up in rows on this field in at this distillery, which gave me Pig Roast vibes very much. But then like there's like tents and like canopies set up all alongside it. So like we drove around it, we tried to find our parking spot. But, like, we couldn't find Shirtless Dave. Shirtless Dave was nowhere to be found. But we found this other dude who was shirtless and who could have been Shirtless Dave. So we asked him, hey, are you Shirtless Dave? And he was just standing on top of his, like, suburban car, a Chevy Suburban, actually, a green one. And he was like, nah, man, like, I don't know where he's at. But this guy told us to, like, park here. And we're like, okay, cool. Then he was like, well, okay. And, like, that didn't help much, but, like, I mean, he says something along those lines. I don't want to quote him too much in case he's listening. But, you know, but like, we parked. He helped us park there. We unload our stuff like that. And I guess we started drinking from there. But then more people started showing up. So an entire row, sooner or later, just like started filling in right next to us. And then there was even columns that just added throughout the entire field. So by the end of this festival, the entire field was covered with, like, people camping and their canopies and stuff like that. And they were all people that were supposed to go to Bonnaroo. And, you know, what I have, like, what some people have said, and I've said this as well, too, but the people that booked their entire weekend and then lost their entire weekend just in that instant to go to Bonnaroo happened to find this festival at this distillery and managed to all congregate at this one place you know, so I've talked to some people that, like, literally they were supposed to go to Bonnaroo with other people, like, from other states and stuff like that. They just coordinated all this stuff. And then, like, they had friends that, like, literally, they're about 5 hours out, 5 to 4 hours out from, like, a 20-hour journey. And they decided to just turn around and to go back home, which is, like, mind-boggling to me that that was even, like, you know, suggested or even thought of by some people. I would just spend the entire weekend at some place, in some populated city. But, you know, nevertheless, like, we got the cream of the top of the cream, however you want, however that saying goes, at this one festival, you know, hosted by a group of people that I really want to shout out, Camp Balls Deep, for setting up such a fantastic event. They coordinated logistics of getting local DJs, local bands. They basically did everything they could to make it worthwhile that to people who literally lost the entire weekend by themselves. And it was more than that. I mean, like, these DJs were really dope. Like, I'm talking about bangers. Just, they were mixing bangers, like, all night. And these bands that just happened to just make the entire, like, crowd groove with them. And there were some funky bands, too, that I really absolutely loved. Jam bands, you name it. I mean, there was something for you at this festival. And some may say, aka Greg, he didn't really, it really wasn't, like, for him, essentially, because, like, it was just a lot of, like, DJ music towards the end of the night. But for the most part, like, we all enjoyed it. Everyone in the crowd enjoyed it. Everyone was having a great time. And I when I first got there, I was a little bit reserved and shy. I was, like, didn't know what to expect from this place. And, you know, I just kind of, like, went along with it and talked to new people as I went along and stuff like that. I went with the flow of it. But then I started to talking to more and more people, more random strangers from different states. Talked to them about, like, stupid shit, smart shit, like, happy shit, just, like, serious shit. It didn't matter. Like, it was such a great feeling that I could, like, end up talking to all these people from all these different backgrounds about anything. Like, and they were super nice about it. And it was just, it really gave me a lot of inspiration to really do something like this. So that's why it gave me a lot of inspiration to just start a podcast and just really dig into people's ideas, thoughts, opinions, and you know, go through it myself, like, talk to it about, like, what I think, just to share my own thoughts and opinions that I think people would really listen to. And if you don't, like, I don't care. Like, this is just taking a whim, honestly. But, like, it just gave me a lot of inspiration. But what started off that all that inspiration was when I bought this, like, random hat, cowboy hat from Nashville. And I didn't think much about it. I did think about the $70 price tag, which I was, like, kind of on the fence about. That's besides the point. You know, it's just like, oh, I bought this hat, and it was a cowboy hat. You know, I was just thinking about all the people that would make fun of me back in Richmond if I wore it out and about. You know, and it was all black. I mean, it was black, so I'm a big, like, a lot of my color schemes that I wear is black, so I bought that, and it was a felt hat, and I thought it was cool because it kind of looked like a hat that Future would wear. So I bought it, didn't think less about it, and then I wore it out to this festival, and people started digging it. People really liked it, and then I started to have ideas, like, to start adding shit to it. So I put I initially started by putting the original Bonnaroo bandana around it, tied it up so that looked cool. And then later on that night, I found some glow sticks. People gave me glow sticks, and I started putting it on the hat as if there were feathers. And then I found some stickers, and I put that on the hat as well. And then I started putting like business cards on top of it. Like, I tucked it in the band So that added that as well. And essentially by the end of it, it just grew into this like an icon of a thing that would just be easily noticeable by people. And people started calling me names like the EDM cowboy, the cowboy bebop, you know, the cocaine cowboy. And I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I've never felt that special and that unique since, like, probably, like, what's it called? Like, my pass downs for rugby. And, you know, it's just, those are one of those unique moments that you really have to hold on to for a while. Just both for your mental psyche and just for your self-esteem, too. Because it's just, sometimes you can just forget how special you are. And how unique people can be. And for a while, I guess I did, too. And, you know, being from Northern Virginia, where, like, almost everyone, like, has an agenda in mind. And if, like, everyone is trying to go somewhere or be someone at that time, or place, actually. And it was just kind of toxic. I ran into a lot of toxic people when I was over there. But I have a good, like, group of people back up there, and they know who they are. But, like, being 20 minutes out from D.C., I mean, like, what can you expect, really? So, I mean, yeah, but, like, coming to Richmond, which is a little bit better than Nova, in my opinion, then going down to Tennessee and experiencing the absolute, like, best Southern hospitality that I've ever gone to, and then being treated as, like, as an icon down there with, like, being noticeable left and right. And people who, like, I don't even remember talking to, they've found out, like, they knew that I was the EDM cowboy, quote unquote. And I was like talking to my friends from who I came there with. I was like, guys, is this my bit now? Is this, like, who I am at this point? Like, this is crazy. Like, I've never experienced this at all in my entire life. And it was something. And, you know, at that point, I started getting this new idea. And I was like, you know, what if I, like, started, like, an Instagram page, you know? You know, just for the EDM cowboy. And just, like, you know, I can do a lot of creative stuff with it. And I haven't been very creative since I was, like, in high school, like, for art class and, you know, and just doing random hobbies when I was in high school back then. But I haven't done anything like that. And so I made the Instagram page. Some of you, most of you may have followed it. I appreciate you so much that do and that just interact with me. I love you all. You guys are absolutely fantastic people. But then, like, you know, I did get the sense that, like, I was like, I do love talking to like, having these conversations with all these people that I met at that festival. And I was like, what if I, like, started a podcast, you know? Just, like, I've always wanted to do something like that. Just wanted to share my thoughts and opinions and just ramble on and not being judged for it. You know what I mean? So here I am. I'm about 19 minutes into a podcast, on my first very own podcast. I hope I'm doing well. I'm just rambling on at this point. But literally, that's essentially how I got here to this point. I plan to do a lot of things with this. So this episode will probably just be the introductory episode, like how I got here at this point, talking about Bonnaroo and all this stuff. But literally, like, the name Talk to Me, You Understand is an EDM song by this DJ from Ross from Friends. It's a super groovy, like, track, and it's like it has this like beat to it that just makes you want to, like, dance a little bit. And then, like, I don't know, I just got a vibe that I just, like, you want to dance a little bit, but also, like, you want to enjoy, like, what's around you, and it doesn't matter what or who. It just made me think about, like, you know, going places. And that's essentially why I chose the song, or chose the title of the song, actually. But yeah, but What I essentially plan to do with this podcast essentially is to pretty much talk to different kinds of people, whether it relate to, whether it be like their struggles, triumphs, and all that stuff. But it'll mostly relate to like personal development, you know, whether it is like their physical aptitude or like I guess you know their mental well-being, their mental struggles, how they got to places, what they plan to do, different kinds of things, really. You know, at this point, I'm just like kind of going on a whim and doing what feels right to me. I would love to like do something like this, like have an episode to strictly talk about like mental health and all that, which I plan to do for the next episode. And even like change the locations. So like there's a really cool place called Belle Isle in Richmond that's just right on the James River. It's just such a cool environment. There's just all these rocks, like flat rocks along the river, that you could just lay in the sun and, you know, stare at the skyline of Richmond. You know, it's probably, I've been there for about like 5 different times, and I lost my keys there, and that's a funny story about that. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's the introductory episode of the Talk to Me, You'll Understand podcast. But before I go, I'm going to go down the list of just the people who I met. And I made this list on the fly when I was down there, because one, I didn't have my phone for most of the time, which was fantastic in itself. Like pretty much more than half of the people there, their phones were dead. And, you know, we had to stick to like basically just talking to people, which was like archaic to a lot of people back in Nova. And, you know, it was super refreshing, and it was just a unique experience, because I've never done anything like that. And yeah, I know a lot of people that were just going into a panic attack if they like went without their phone for like a day. So, but we had to go back to simpler times, I guess. And so I didn't have my phone, but I did have my notebook to go to class, like on one of the days there on Zoom. So I had this my notebook with me. I ripped a sheet of paper out, and I had a pen as well. So as I was walking around as the EDM cowboy, I decided to make this Instagram page, and I wanted to make do with all the people, the beautiful and fantastic people that I met, and just give them a shout out, you know, give them a spotlight for other people to see. And if like, you know, if someone sees someone else like who they didn't get their credentials or social contact like at any particular time, they could just go to my page and like, I guess I'll shout them out. I think I haven't given everyone a shout out yet, but they're all located in the people's highlights tab on my Instagram page at EDM_cowboy1. So just going down the list, sorry. We got Chili Brisk. I don't remember who that is exactly. My apologies. This is a while since I wrote this list, but I'll remember a lot of people on this list though. So, Coley Green, at Coley Green. I think, can't tell if that's an A or an O. And then here's Moist Banana Bread Corey. I know who that is. This guy, Corey Payne. He had this like a silver Kia Soul that like was just exactly, it was the same generation as my Kia Soul, and we vibed on that and stuff like that. So he's a cool guy. At I'm Christian James. Your name's not popping up, my man. And I'm going through these on Instagram, by the way. So Yeah, he's. I don't remember you. Sorry. And then there's Tony Cincinnati, my guy, who literally like spotted me out in the crowd from one of the jam bands, like literally at this like kind of like a, almost like a picnic kind of environment. I was like kind of standing in front of him, and he's like asking me like, "Does that hat take diesel or unleaded?" Or he said something along that, which was found hilarious. But Mr. Tony Cincinnati, shout out to you, sir. You are a gentleman. M. Lynn. And all these people are on the... So I posted the page for this. I posted the actual, like, paper page. Like, I scanned it. You know, I uploaded it to my phone. I covered people's, I guess, personal numbers on it. So, like, nobody can, like, be creepy and stuff like that if they ever found it. M. Lynn. Yeah, your name is also not popping up, so... Naive Lunatic. I definitely know who that is. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think you're the girl who had that just a beautiful kid. He was just like a fantastic time to be around. I gave him some bacon at one point. That was pretty fantastic. Then there's my guy, Melly. He's at Melly Melvin. M-E-L-I-M-E-L-V-I-N underscore. This dude, I talked to him. He was like, I was asking him, how many times have you been to a festival before? And he was like, this is, Bonner was supposed to be my 23rd one. And I was like, jeez. And this guy was like, I think he was like 25, I think, at the time, or when I talked to him. But it's just, yeah, apparently, I think he has to do it like all summer, but. Yeah, he's also a fantastic time as well. Shout out to him. I'm going around the list. Going around. All right, we got Balson Car Window. And that's my guy, Mike. Mike Check. Only one Mike Check because there's only one out there. Shout out to him. He basically got me out of my shell and made me really started having a fantastic time at this festival. If it wasn't for him, like, literally, like, I would probably, it would have taken me a little bit longer to get out of that shell, to be honest. But I promise I'll hit you up if I'm ever in Tennessee. So just know that, buddy. Then there's KD Gavron. KD hosted this meditation sessions / yoga sessions in the mornings after each night, and literally helped everyone mentally recover and also physically recover with the yoga and the meditation sessions. So that was super refreshing to go to, because one of my favorite things was to like go to the sessions and then like get my body really stretched out from like being hungover the night before, and then going to the spring, which was like almost ice cold, but like it was well worth it because it got hot during the day. And all you need to do, which is cool off or like refresh your entire body. It was basically like a reset going in the water. But shout out to you, Katie. I hope you the best of travels up in France. But yeah, much love, girl. Taylor Bolts. This is one of the girls that I met on the first night. And there was a funny story to meeting her as well, which I'm not going to get really into it, but essentially we had a blast together. She is such a doll to talk to. Her and Lissa are just fantastic people to be around as well. And it's a shame our camp wasn't closer, because we would have gotten along just fine. Josh P. Mann, or Every Day is a Day, or Sassy _ the Sassy... Sasquatch Media. This guy had plans to go all the way down to Bonner in Canada. I think he told me it was like an 18 to 19 hour trip, I think. I can't remember exactly, but shout out to him. I think he came for Mark Ribier, but I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, he's also a fantastic talent to be around. A great guy to talk to. Then there's Lissa. Oh. Let me get back to where I was. So then there's Lissa. Irma's a trooper. I remember Irma's an absolute trooper and a half. Irma was a fantastic talent to be around. She could not say no to anything you give her. And shout out to her, honestly, because she made some of my nights, honestly. Then there's Shelby, the lovely Shelby Eve Delery, I think. Both of them, Irma and Shelby, and I think Izzy. I don't know if Izzy was from New Orleans, but Shelby and Irma, I'm pretty sure they're from New Orleans. At the time, I wasn't sure if they could go back to New Orleans because it was Hurricane Ida was around the corner at the time. So Shelby is such a sweetheart. I'm going to mess this up, Shelby, but I'm sorry. She's studying dietetics, and I just see all the food that she's posting. She's posting a lot about like Halloween stuff at the moment, but once she posted food, I got hungry every time I saw it. But shout out to you. You were absolutely a great human being. Tom Alexander Kirk. Oh, yeah. This is my Mark Ribier guy. Yeah, this dude was a party. Yeah, he was a great party to be around. And I think he came with Josh. So, yeah. He always walked around with like a robe, which was hilarious to me. A robe, some shades, and a hat. And then it was just like, I can't describe how the robe is. It's like I think it was a flannel kind of pattern robe to it, which is hilarious to me. He almost kind of reminded me walking around the festival like a trailer park boy or something like that. So, and then Natalie D'Annunzio. Another absolutely lovely human being who produces music from New Jersey. You can find her at Spotify called Pedals, P-E-D-A-L-S. There was one song actually that I really vibed out to called, I think it was Funky Bounce or Make It Bounce. I played it on YouTube. But girl, you gotta upload to Apple Music so I can actually listen to this. I don't have Spotify, but you know, I made it work. But I listened to the song like in my Kia Soul driving downtown at night, and I was grooving. Let me tell you, I was grooving. I had all the windows down. It was night. The lights were out. I had the mood lights on. For people who know what that is, like, you know that I was grooving. But yeah, I mean, shout out to you. What else? Flipping the page, or turning the page actually, we got LGWV photo. I think that's monkey. Let me check. LG. No, sorry, that's Lawrence. Yeah, Lawrence was that dude I was telling you about. We were supposed to find shirtless Dave, but instead we found Lawrence. Who could have been a shirtless Dave, like, but now Lawrence had this like such a great outlook on life that I really like admired and really attracted towards too. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to like keep a piece of his mentality to living in Richmond and stuff. But yeah, I mean, he came along with Izzy, which is also another just a sweet human being. He was just super, like, caring. Yeah, that's all I can say. Like, she was super caring towards me and stuff like that. And just a lovely human. Those are two were lovely human beings. So, and I do actually really enjoy a lot of the photography from Lawrence's page. And you guys should check it out at LGWV Photo. So... Yeah, and he's a dive master at Pura Vida Divers. At Riviera Beach in Florida. So check him out. Send him. Tell him that JC sends you. Tell him that JC sends love, I guess. Then there's Alicia Atwater. Yo, I could not stop hugging Alicia. I just wanted to just hug her and never let go, honestly. She's a big Steelers fan. I'm not sure about that. That's the one drawback that I have. I'm sorry, Alicia. I'm a big Washington football guy, but I wish you the best. I think she also lives in Nashville as well, but she's also a great time to be around. Yeah. Then there's Captured by Brittany, who I think she's a part of Camp Balls Deep and helped a lot of the logistical stuff around the event as well. Then there's B-Rice Thomas. I met this guy at the spring. He was just a super, like, laid-back kind of dude. He was just a fantastic guy. Great guy to talk and stuff like that. He's just super laid-back and stuff. So, shout out to him. I wish you luck on fantasy, my guy, especially with those Rams. They should be good this year, so wishing you the best. Then there's Martin Torres, who's also part of Camp Balls Deep. Also helped a lot with the logistics of planning the entire event. I think he even, correct me if I'm wrong, but like I remember him telling me that he basically sparked the entire operation to just, you know, coordinate with all these different like local artists and stuff like that. So got a terrific set of DJs from local, from Nashville actually, and around the area, who just wanted to come and play, I guess. So shout out to him. Then there's Anthony Wilson. That's my man, Monk, who came along. He was a partner in crime for Mike. And, he captured one of, like, he captured the EDM cowboy at his essence. And I'm pretty sure I posted it on the EDM cowboy page. But it's just me drinking a beer alongside of the spring. And he got it just right where I just looked like a rap star. Like, I just looked and I probably felt like Future. And I'm sure you could easily look it up, just like Future, you know, cowboy hat, and you could probably find it. But that's how I felt like. This guy, it was a great time to also be around and stuff like that. Really cool dude. Definitely have to visit Monk and Mike whenever I go back to Nashville at any point. Then there's Brianna Nicole. Brianna, look, I'm sorry that I didn't remember your name on the first night that we met. And this girl got so mad at me. From what I remember, she got so mad at me because I was asking her about her Naruto bucket hat. And she clearly had a Naruto get-up going for this festival. And each time that I talked to her, she gave me a lot of attitude. And look, she's an absolutely fantastic, nice person. But she just loved to tease me and like just tell me no. And it was just hilarious every time I try to talk to her. Nelson Guillen. Instagram is Nelson Mandela 19812. Nelson. Oh yeah, I tried to find this page earlier and it just wouldn't pop up. I'm sure this guy is just absolutely fantastic. So, and there's Jaden McIntosh. I think I know who this is. Oh yeah, this dude is pretty cool. Yeah, I think he's cool. Yeah. Braden Albert. Braedan. Albert. in Albertson. Yeah. I don't know, bud. Yours is also not popping up. Then there's Quentin underscore Quentin underscore Jones. Oh yeah, I know this dude. Yeah, this dude's pretty cool. He came along with Jaden and Brennan, I'm pretty sure, and Cali too. They all went together to the festival. Then there's Cali McIntosh. Oh, okay. Cali Malley 04. Wait. Yeah, I think it's the same one. So, yeah, okay, it seems like Jaden and Cali were related. I did not know that. Okay, cool. This girl was going wild in front of the stage. She was just having a blast, and she didn't care. Then there's Marcy. Marcy. Oh, I know Marcy. Yeah. Marcy was a sweetheart and half. I think, where was she from? I think she's from Peru. Or maybe her friend was from Peru, or one of them was from Chile. I can't remember. But we talked in Spanish for a bit, and which is always fun to just like offset the entire room and talk in Spanish. Then there's Len Prince 21. Another thing, I think one of Marcy's friends gave me like this Princess Mononoke sticker, and I absolutely love that Studio Ghibli movie. I think it's one of my favorite movies, like, of Studio Ghibli. And I took the sticker and parked it right in the middle, in the front of my hat. So it's gonna stay there forever. Len Prince. Yeah, so this is I think this is the dad. Of the kid that I was talking about. I can't remember for sure. So, then we got my personal MVPs of the list is Justin the neighbor. This dude just didn't hesitate to tell people that he loved them and how much great people were, which I took a lot personally, and I'm trying to practice a little bit more of to share love and stuff like that, because you know, talking about where I come from, I do think that I just developed like a lot of hate in my heart, and it just can be very burning for like a number of reasons. It can be very heavy, but yeah, I mean, this guy taught me to just let go of all the hate and negativity and stuff like that, and just like bring in all the positivity and all the love. And thank you, Justin, for helping me do that for a weekend. I'm trying to keep practicing more about it, but I can only do my best down in Richmond. So then there's Dazed 8. His Instagram is Nash_T_kick222. That's what I meant. This guy, I think he's when I checked out his page, he is, he plugs shoes. So if you need some new Jordans, Yeezys, I do want some Yeezys, my guy. If you're listening this far, I would love a pair of Yeezys. I just need to save up my money for some, and I'll hit you up. I hope you can ship, honestly. Don't give me those, like, I guess, market prices. And I hope you can give me some retail. Some of the DJs that I met was Young Hippie, dope, fantastic DJ. Another one is Spinchilla, my personal favorite. Check him out on Spotify. And we're going to the last section of the list. We got Barry -Garrett.Sears. Barry. very, very, very. I'm trying to keep this pod under an hour. Oh my god, where are you, man? I better be following you. Oh yeah, I can't find you, man. Sorry. I'm sure you're like friends with Hannah Swan, who was a doll. And I'm telling you, she's a doll. She's also does a lot of she does a lot of like very personal, intimate performances at some restaurants, as far as I know. Hannah was fantastic. I met her just randomly in the crowd because she was wearing a cowboy hat just like mine. And I'm not sure, but like, I think it was her boyfriend or something, but like the guy that he was, who she was with, like, I just like had it a spur of a moment kind of thing. It was just like, hey, do you want to wear this like cowboy hat so like you two can match and I'll take a picture of y'all? And I did it, and I met both of them, and made, I got a really good moment on their hands, on their phones, actually. I'm sorry. And I think they posted it, so yeah. And then it was funny because like I commented on that Instagram post that she had, and I was like on the EDM Cowboy page, and I was like, that hat looks very familiar to me. And she's like, actually, she was talking about her own hat, and I was like, no, not that one. Like, who was it? Marmar M4R. Your name's like really Marmar. No, I'm getting this right. Getting this right, folks. That's a different person. The guy that who she came with, like, was wearing my hat. That was a good moment for them. And I was like, that dude's hat is the hat I'm talking about. And she's like, oh, I don't remember who gave it to, like, who let us borrow it, but like this guy named RJ did. And then I went back to my personal Instagram page and then went found her, found that comment, and was like, no, actually, I think his name is JC. And, you know, it's just got a good kick out of it. Certainly I did, and I'm sure she did too. Haas Heating and Air. Let me look that up real quick. I'm sure it's an HVAC company. Haas Heating and Air. Yeah. So Haas Heating and Air is a HVAC company by Nathan Tyra. You can find him on Facebook. Just look up all capital letters, Haas, then Heating and Air. And you should find it. He's located in... Where did I just found it. Yeah, he's located in Clarksville, Tennessee. So hit him up for your HVAC needs. What else? Price_2_high. Price too high. Yeah, I don't know who this is, my man. Sorry, bro. Wait. Yeah, I still don't know. Yeah, I mean, if you made the list, I'm sure you are such a cool human being. I mean, sup_Esther. Yeah, my man, dude. I'm still waiting here to be accepted, but that's cool, I guess. D.Miner. Dylan Miner. Oh, I should follow you. I just sent you a request, my man. Dr. John St. Pete. This dude is a hoss. He came in with like this giant RV, and I'm pretty sure he came with his wife. I'm sure they like to party, but like they had a good setup on their hands. And I'm on his Instagram right now, and he apparently likes to bike a lot. So yeah, that's something that I really want to get into, but I really don't want to get hurt right now. So I'm just coming off of an MCL injury, like a shoulder injury and stuff. So yep. And with that, that's the end of the list of who I got to, essentially who I got to meet, just to, you know, I met these people. I basically gave him the rundown of my idea. I wanted to give all these people a shout out, and then, you know, give me contact info, like whatever you want, plug in your business, your social media, whatever, just do it, like put it on this piece of paper and I'll shout you out on this one place. Even if like you're not on the list, I still have absolutely the highest regards for literally everyone that I met at that festival. It truly changed a lot of personal stuff. And there were some like things that I was like kind of going through at the time that was not like at the time, but it was just like, so like I guess the metaphor that I thought of was like basically like if you're going, you got to clean stuff in your attic, right? Sometimes if you let it linger too long, it might smell, it might rot, like especially with food, right? So there are some things that I guess are stuck in the attic. It just like needed to be dust off, and like kind of decide, you kind of have to like go through a spring cleaning kind of thing. It's like, do we really need to keep all this baggage from like high school and stuff like that? Do we really need to keep all this baggage from college and all that? Like, do these like help you move on as a better human being? If the answer is no, then just like throw it out the window, I guess, for someone else to use. And for the most part, I've been practicing that. You know, when I got out of college, that was really my goal, I guess, to just really let go of a lot of the personal baggage that I had in high school. And then there I picked up some along the way in college. So I guess when I graduated in 2020, that was like kind of my goal. And going to this festival just really like, I mean, it really helped me move forward in the right direction and really set my mind into the right perspective about like where I want to go and like where I want to see myself, who I want to be surrounded by, you know, just like who do I feel right, just to bring to my family, get them to meet them, you know. And I'm sure everyone that has met my family are just like, you know, they're the JC approved, so trust me, like if you met my family, like you're JC approved. So and with that, I mean, not bad for your first podcast. I'm going on in 54 minutes. Jeez. I thought that this, I thought I was going to go for like 20, like maybe a little bit less than that. But now I'm at 54 and it's almost 3 o'clock and I have a 4 o'clock class. So with that, I do need to figure out how to save this episode and upload it soon. Hopefully by this weekend. The next episode will be about mental health, and I'll go in a full deep dive about that. So hope you can listen in. Thank you for tuning in into the Talk to Me and Understand podcast. If you enjoy the episode, if you hear your name, just please, like, I would love for you to give me a just hit me up on Instagram. If you know my phone number, text me, please. Hit me up on Facebook. It doesn't matter. As long as, like, if you made it all the way to the episode, the end of the episode, that would just mean the world to me. And it's just let me know that I'm doing something right. So thank you to those who do end up to the end. You know, follow me on my personal Instagram page at JC_Silas or the actual podcast page, which is EDM_cowboy at EDM_cowboy1. So with that, thank you for listening and welcome to the Talk to Me, You'll Understand podcast.